From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 14th of July, 2009. An update on Tucson Roller Derby from Iron Curtain co-captain and Arizona Derby legend Helen Wheels. The All-Star Saddle Tramps had scheduled a bout against the Duke City Muñecas Muertas in Albuquerque next weekend, but the Duke City Derby has had to suddenly terminate its use of their new skating venue thanks to the lousy economy, so they will be coming to Tucson next month instead. The new scheduled date is Sunday, August the 9th at 8 o'clock at Blade World. More information as I receive it. And a quick update regarding yesterday's story about the grave thieves around Burr Oak Cemetery in Alsip, Illinois. One of the items involved had been the original casket that civil rights icon Emmett Till had been buried in. The Chicago Sun-Times now reports that the casket, which had been left to rust in a dilapidated shed among scattered trash after Till's body was exhumed and reinterred in a new casket in 2005, is now in the possession of the Cook County Sheriff's Department and will most likely be released to the Till family in a few days. Some of us recall when, back during the John Kennedy administration, the chair of the Federal Communications Corruption, Newton Minow, said that the way the medium was being programmed was rendering television into a vast wasteland. The programming that Minow was complaining about was material like Leave It to Beaver, Wagon Train, and Calvin and the Colonel, the last title being a cartoon attempt to take the same voices that Charles Carell and Freeman Gosden had used for decades to the radio show Amos and Andy, and apply them to a Southern bear and fox. Had Minow lived to see I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, perhaps he'd look upon Calvin and the Colonel in the same manner as he did Mark Twain. Anyway, it looks as if terrestrial signal television has become a vast digital wasteland. It's been a month now since the high-power TV stations have all switched over to digital signals and shut off their analog transmitters in the United States so that you can see your wasteland a lot more clearly. And they're finding some rather interesting things happening. Their signal ranges have turned to junk. Case in point being Channel 6 up in Schenectady, New York, WRGB, which you history buffs will recall is the oldest continuously operating TV station in the country, having started out as the General Electric experimental station in the 1920s, and in the 1940s became the first affiliate of the NBC television network. The station is now affiliated with CBS, and the station is now unwatchable in much of nearby Albany, where the picture quality is described as pixelated and spackly, and the audio is chopped up. Doesn't make Letterman's monologue any more entertaining, does it? The problem here is that WRGB is continuing to transmit on Channel 6, a VHF frequency. UHF has proven to transmit digital signals fairly well, but nobody seems to have bothered to check whether VHF does. As it turns out, VHF doesn't, which is why my daughter Miranda, who lives in La Crosse, Wisconsin, has never received the digital signal of that city's CBS affiliate, WKBT, over VHF Channel 8. Here in Tucson, if you're confused about why the signal of NBC affiliate KVOA Channel 4 is so good, a big part of that is the fact that it's no longer on VHF Channel 4. It's really transmitting on UHF Channel 23. It's just that the federal communications corruption allows VOA to keep using its 4 logo. 23 doesn't sound as attractive to the KVOA brass. KUAT still displays that 6 in their logo, but they're actually transmitting over Channel 30, and KMSB, while still displaying their 11, is transmitting over Channel 25, and cannot be received at all in their former city of license, Nogales. and KOLD, in spite of their conspicuous 13 in their logo, is actually coming to you over Channel 32, the only station in Tucson that was on a VHF channel in analog and continues to use the same channel in digital, is KGUN on Channel 9, which has applied to the Federal Communications Corruption to switch its Oro Valley analog translator station, K16EO on Channel 16, to digital, as the digital signal over Channel 9 seems to, in one word, suck. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. A New Zealand athlete has turned to prostitution to fund his London Olympics bid, according to local reports. Logan Campbell, who finished in the top 16 in the Taekwondo featherweight division at the Beijing Olympics, has set up a high-class gentlemen's club in Auckland, according to the Sunday Star Times. Campbell's Beijing campaign cost about 150,000 New Zealand dollars, most of which came from his parents, and he says he set up the brothel because he was sick of relying on their help. Licensed prostitution is legal in New Zealand. Taekwondo New Zealand was unenthusiastic about the move, saying it would be taken into account when considering him for international selection. According to TNZ funding manager John Schofield, selection takes into account not just performance, but also the athlete's ability to serve as an example to the youth of the country. Campbell, who has taken time off from the sport, says he will launch his London bid in 2011, by which time he hoped to have earned 300,000 Kiwi dollars from the brothel. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges. Thank you.